John Draws is not a painter or sculptor. He's a musician. And even though he's a drummer, Draws is making some noise by crafting guitars from discarded and repurposed materials, much like artists from the Dada movement. And they're proving popular, as Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Ecker reports.
I'm not like a master craftsman. I'm not a carpenter. I don't build cabinets. I have some basic tools out in the garage. With a little bit of time and some basic tools, I can make a working instrument.
That he does, and more. The McDonough County man makes guitar slides from copper pipes, amps from cigar boxes and old radios, and microphones from old soup cans. But what really gets people's attention are the three-string cigar box guitars. Draw says there are no rules for making them.
There isn't like a Lego step-by-step instruction. We have to put the bricks down. You know, if the string's tight, it'll plunk.
And sometimes it takes only one string. Those are called diddly bow guitars.
They're made different ways. This one is with two bottles on a piece of wood. It's cost about $2 to make altogether.
And the Altoids can?
Inside of there is a little piezo pickup. And it's attached to the board, so when the board vibrates, it vibrates also. It plugs into a, and you plug into an amp. And like that. It's pretty simple. It's a very crude instrument, but it's fun to play. My wife hates it. Like, that thing looks ugly. It's made out of garbage.
Yet his wife played a role in getting Draw started in this craft. A couple years ago, the Cornerstone Music Festival in Bushnell included a workshop on making cigar box guitars. John Draws initially thought it was a program for kids.
Wife said, no, read the whole ad. It makes a functioning guitar you can play.
So he checked out the workshop, which was hosted by Glenn Kaiser of Chicago. He plays cigar box guitars professionally. Draws says he not only learned about the craft, but he learned the idea of making guitars from bits and pieces is nothing new.
Traditionally, and these go back to the early 1800s down the South, a lot of things were made out of a broomstick handle, or a piece of barn wood, some nails. A lot of times, from reading, the wire off a broom was very popular to make those out of.
And I imagine you find people are really intrigued by these when they see them.
Yeah, people sometimes don't know what they are. They look and like what is that? Sometimes they think it's like a toy or something or like a decoration for the wall. Some people use them that way. Some people buy them and tell me, I don't even play it, but this looks cool. People a lot of times are amazed that, you know, I'll pick up one and play it. And they're like, wow, it actually plays real notes. It sounds like a guitar.
Draw showed off his cigar box guitars at a booth during Macomb's Heritage Days Festival. Jeff Elmore of Macomb was intrigued enough to buy one.
Oh, I have played some guitar in the past, yeah, but I've never played one of these, so I'm going to have to figure it out.
Yeah, why'd you decide to buy one?
Oh, they're just really neat looking. I just love the way it looks and love the way it sounded when he was playing it, so I'm going to try to recreate that. Yeah. It's getting a little better.
even if I only sell two guitars all day, it's fun because all day long people come by and tell me, these are so cool, these are amazing, these are awesome. And to hear people say it all day is not a bad way to spend your day. People tell me what I make is awesome. They're fun to make and they're fun to play. And when I sell one to someone, I know they're going to have fun with it.
The price range on Draw's cigar box guitars is $55 to $75. For tin box guitars, which he calls canjos, he charges $40 to $65. And for kid-size instruments, the price tag is $15. This, by the way, is not how Draw's makes a living. He's a music teacher, or at least he was until recently.
It was the school where I was at just cut music. So if there are any principals out there listening, you want a good music teacher who makes instruments with kids.
They know where to look. There's a good chance they'll find Draws in his garage making cigar box guitars. Draws says he made 44 of them last year, each one a unique, handcrafted piece of art. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.